Have you got a head for heights, Dave?
It's not the best.
Me neither. Maybe this could help you. There's a study which has been published in the journal PNAS this week. It's by Dominique de Curvin and his colleagues. And what they have done, they're based over in Europe, what they have done is to recruit 40 people with diagnosed acrophobia, fear of heights, and they divided them into two groups. So both groups, an intervention group and this control group, were given what's called graded exposure therapy. So when someone's scared of something, one way that you can help to desensitize them is you expose them in a graded way to the thing that they find worrying, scary. You let them get used to being frightened. And then when they say they're calming down a bit, you expose them a bit more until eventually they learn to overcome their fear. So they put them into that kind of exercise. In this case, what they did was to put them in a virtual reality headset, which showed them climbing up all these platforms, making it look like that they were teetering on the brink of all these precipices, which would be terrible if you fell off. And of course, it is very realistic, and it makes people think they are literally going to topple off this building. Now, as they did this, they're asking them, OK, how stressed do you feel? And when the people report that they feel better, they make them go even higher, and so on. And so that was the sort of therapy they were doing, and they did that three times to both the groups. But the critical difference between the two groups of people was one of the groups got given a dose of a chemical called cortisol. And cortisol is one of the body's natural stress hormones. It's produced by your adrenal glands when you get stressed about things, but after you've had the stress. So when people get stressed, they make this cortisol chemical, which goes around in the bloodstream, and we know it influences the way that the brain works and the way that you process certain bits of information. So what they then did was to follow up these people after they'd had their three treatments at 3 days and at 28 days after they'd been exposed to these heights. They repeated the exercise and they measured how stressed the people got. And what was really interesting is that the control subjects improved. In other words, they reported 30% less stress after this. But the people who'd had the cortisol had 60% less stress afterwards. So they had got very, very much better than they used to be at dealing with heights. And you then ask, well, why should we see this difference when you give these people this natural body chemical to take? And the answer is that we know that cortisol goes into the brain very well. When it goes into the brain, it impairs recall. It makes it harder to remember things. And this is important because in courtrooms and things where you're putting people in stressful situations and asking them to recall minute details of the proceedings of a case, that can be tricky if you've got a hormone going around which is going to impair recall. But the important thing is that it also reinforces the establishment of new memories that you're just about to make. So by giving the people the cortisol, they made it harder for them to remember that they were scared in the first place, and they made it easier for them to remember that actually it was fine and they survived after all. And the researchers say, look, it's a natural chemical, it's very few side effects, and therefore, given that this strategy worked for heights, it could well generalise to other phobias too.
Why should cortisol have that effect naturally?
One would think that it's some kind of evolutionary behavior whereby if you have a system where when something makes you stressed, you need to pay attention and learn very well what caused the stress and how you got out of it, if assuming you survive, and therefore it helps you to do that, and it doesn't have you remembering all kinds of spurious things that you don't need to remember at the time that you're facing the stress. I would guess that would be the best interpretation at this time.